football on off the ball.
I think we've been consistent on our position that while our members and the association have made our position clear to UEFA about our sentiment of Israeli involvement in international football, that they're still entitled to play under UEFA regulations and therefore we will fulfil these fixtures.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
On this week's episode of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors, centres on how Mikey Johnson could have swapped the English Midlands for the beaches of Rio de Janeiro. Yes, Republic of Ireland winger Mikey Johnson was on the verge of a move to one of the biggest clubs in Brazil in Flamengo. But why did it fall by the wayside? Find out in this week's episode of Sliding Doors, coming to you free each and every Monday. Subscribe in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of Rishi McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.
All right. Listen, we touched on events that are far more important than what we've been talking about throughout this show at the start, to do with the actually the protest from Congress at the weekend. But of course, people woke up on Saturday morning to news of what's happening with America and Iran and countries nearby, which brings us to Ciarán Flynn, who's live on the line from Dubai. Now, Ciarán's the Mead GAA secretary, who's over there at the Middle East League's finals refereeing. Ciarán, good morning.
Hey, all gentlemen, how's that?
Can you explain your situation over the weekend and what's happened?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's one that doesn't come up too often, thank God. So Leinster GAA organised myself, Shane Scanlon and James McGrath to go over and referee the Middle Eastern Hurling League's finals. So we went over there, so we've been hosted by Dubai Celts. In fairness to the club now, and the board have been great to support us over here. So we went over, happy as Larry. It was a great standard of games on Saturday. A lot of games. I think we were all reffing about seven-minute-a-side games. Great stuff, great quality hurling. But just at the end of it, kind of the tensions were kind of bubbling, and we were kind of hearing on social media and lads were talking about the bombs going off in Tehran and different things. And actually, after the final of the senior hurling, there was missiles went off overhead, and actually a lot of people ran to the, it was in the Dubai 7 stadium, so they ran into the players' lounge out of the headway, and thankfully the games were all played, so they wrapped up the kind of the trophy presentations and different things, and we got out back to the city. But it escalated and kept escalating, and there was the big moment was around midnight local time here. We got phone alerts, all our phones went absolutely mental in the hotel, and basically we got that alert from the Ministry of Interior here. And everyone just ran. I'm on the 25th floor now at the minute, so I thought either get to the ground or I'm closer to heaven, whichever way you want to look at it. I just stay or go down, so, which is quicker. I said, yeah. I go down. My father's traveling with me. He came over to umpire. So maybe, I don't know, normally it's hard to recruit umpires. I don't know if I'm doing anything for recruitment campaigns for umpires if I'm bombed out of it. But we went down and just following the advice, we're kind of just sheltering, is the phrase that's used. And it's like a COVID term. We're kind of back to these terms. We're sheltering at the minute. So we're just waiting it out. And yeah, there's different, following social media, and they're all saying different things. Like the flights after leaving Abu Dhabi just there 5 minutes ago, the first flight out of the UAE. So that's progress, hopefully.
Right. Am I right in saying you're 4 hours ahead? Is it? So it's about 10 to 2 where you are now.
Yeah.
It's the afternoon.
Fact, yeah.
Yeah.
14:49, yeah.
Yeah. So, for instance, how has your morning been now? Like, I mean, are you living in an incredibly tense environment? Is it a bit different when you're on the ground base or compared to the reports that we are hearing?
It's odd. That's probably the best word I would use, odd. So last night and this morning, there was missiles intercepted. So basically, the UAE have a similar system to the Israelis, an Iron Dome style thing, where Patriot missiles, different things, and they've intercepted a lot and only it's a bit of debris has hit. So I bitched on my phone, they're basically just of kind of a cloud of smoke about, let's say, about 10 miles away. So that was where the warehouse got hit. Nobody got hurt, though, thankfully. There are no fatalities. So it's kind of weird. Like, so you wouldn't want to be going out too far. But at the same time, life is proceeding as normal here. Like, right. the schools, for example, went distance. So there's that. The private sector was advised to work from home. But there still is, like, it's crazy with all the different drivers. There's a big thing over here where you can order pretty much anything, kind of like an Uber Eats style Deliveroo. And all them guys still flying around on motorbikes 100 miles an hour. They're everywhere. So life is proceeding, but it's definitely odd or tense. It's definitely phrase you could use.
Should you be gone by now?
Yeah, so we were due to fly in about 45 minutes, so we got cancelled yesterday. So we're due. So it's the flight got cancelled by Etihad. The Middle East board, they've been great. They're looking after getting us basically different times. So we're not sure if it's going to be like a queue system. The airport said they're going to prioritise those in transit, so those in the airport, etc. So thankfully, the UAE have said that they're going to pay for hotels here for all stranded citizens and for tourists. So that's a great burden off the likes of, because we don't want to be kind of the GAA paying for us to stay extra. And the only kind of, the laugh is there's meant to be a football tournament in Iraq on Saturday. So if they can't get referees in, we might get another appointment in football next weekend. So we're in the gym now tomorrow. We're back to, if we're here for the week, we're no more sitting around the pool and relaxing. We're into the gym first thing in the morning.
Have you been in touch with the Irish consulate out there? Or is there a full embassy in Dubai?
Yeah, they closed the embassy for people to go in today. But in fairness, social media has been very good. I'm actually lucky to... The two ministers in the Foreign Office are both Mideast TDs, so I know them well, to the GA, Minister Byrne and Minister McEntee. So we contacted their offices and talked to them, and they're saying just follow the advice. That's, you know, except the social media, like the X accounts, they get Twitter notifications turned on and getting out about 40 different agencies, and you're just getting visceral live information. And it's, in fairness, the Irish are doing a bit now. There's talk of the British government military shipping people out to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia and flying them out that way, but the Irish have said stay firm, because we obviously don't have boots on the ground nearby, so we're not going to be going on anywhere like that. So there was bombs intercepted over the airport there as well, so it's not exactly the safest place in the world either.
So I pardon the very basic question, how visceral are those interceptions? Like how loud are they to hear? Like is it conversation stopping?
Like a rocket? So it's like a rocket launch. So I had a video on my phone, but there's nothing really to see, only hear. It's audio, basically, of just, it's like a missile firing and then just an abrupt bang, and that's it, done. So Shane, one of the refs here from Cork Newcestown, he said that the other night he went out and literally was heading to meet a friend of his, and on the way he got told to turn back because missiles get intercepted above the venue he was going to.
Right.
So that's happened. Like, so around 3 o'clock in the morning, after that initial alert at 3:30 in the morning, there was more going off. I could hear my phone, my Twitter, actually, again, the notifications started banging in the phone, and I checked it in the UAE, where the Minister of Interior and so forth saying that we've intercepted more missiles. So something like 190 something missiles have been intercepted, or drones.
Yeah.
So it's mad, the little ones you can buy from these cheap websites, they're literally $200. Really? Like, it's crazy, some of the technology.
Because this is kind of alien audio to modern Irish ears, I imagine, what you're experienced.
Absolutely. So there's a mosque beside us here as well. So the call to prayer is keeping us going as well. That's waking us up as well in the morning. We're not used to that. Normally the Angelus bells is all we're used to at home.
Yeah.
And that's basically set waking up. And then the odd kind of explosion. Thankfully, it's definitely getting less frequent, which is good. But it's just an odd, it is odd now. That it was definitely poignant enough, that first alert, it was chilling enough. Like, I was concerned, like my wife is at home and she's going up the walls. Like myself and my dad are quite resolute and resilient, and we're kind of like taking it in our stride kind of guys. That's the way we are. But she's kind of doing the worrying for us. So I'm more concerned for the likes of her at home. Rachel, like, she's concerned. She's minding the two dogs at home, minding the house. So
had you been to Dubai before?
Never before. No, I actually, as part of, I'm a secondary school teacher. I studied at Mater Dei there beside Croke Park, history and religion. We went on a trip to the Holy Land years ago, about 2013. And it was kind of the only time I kind of experienced this kind of Middle Eastern world. And like, thankfully over there, the sirens didn't go off there. Like, they have their Iron Dome as well, which is something that's like $50,000 to intercept a rocket over there every time it comes in. And there's actually concerns for the troops there in UNIFIL as well. I think that they're preparing a ground invasion in the Lebanon potentially as well. So there is escalation probably before there's de-escalation.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered the them taking the opportunity while this is going on to get into Lebanon, which of course is makes perfect sense when you say it like that. What was your experience of the Irish people there who I think probably have made lives out there? It's part of your plan to go home immediately and you'll get out whenever it's safe to do so. But some of those people who you were refereeing games in, they have lives there, they have kids in school there, they have relationships there. Do they feel a bit stuck?
Yeah, well, the lads from Qatar were stuck. There's a flight going out of Sharjah Airport back to Doha today. So hopefully some of the lads are on that. But the Qataris, there was a few lads there coming in. There's lads from Belfast and lads from Blessington and all these different places around Ireland. And they're all, a lot of them are in education over here in primary school. So again, they're working from home, as in all the schools pretty much in the area are gone digital. But yeah, they're concerned. And James McGraw and the other rest with him, his niece is actually travelling from Australia via Dubai to go back home to visit family. And she only has a newborn baby, I think 2 months old. So she's very concerned at the minute. So, and James' other niece is a primary school or secondary school teacher here, and they're not even leaving the apartment to go to the shop. You know, like, we're just literally kind of meandering around the local area, but they're not even willing to go outside. So it's very concerning. So they're debating about going back to Australia rather than continuing on to Dublin just to get out of Dodge. So that's very concerning for them.
And like, have you interacted with local people as well since this started? Like, what's the kind of... It's actually kind of stupid to ask, like, the general mood, because everyone's different. Everyone deals with this very differently, I imagine. But like, what must be certain is the tangible, massive, massive difference since this first started.
Yeah, for the people we've talked to, most people are kind of either hospitality or service providers, because again, the social element is nearly all Irish people so far. Yeah. But even just talking to people now, there was a lot of concerned people in the lobby. Some people actually slept in the lobby the other night rather than go back up to the rooms. Obviously, we're concerned again to go up the levels. So some people, like, that's probably, like, in hindsight, it was definitely overkill on their end. But you, as you said, everyone reacts differently. Like, they were genuinely concerned that they were going to be hit with a missile or a drone, and they wanted to be on ground level indoors. Some people were closer to the Fairmount Hotel there, which is about 10 miles up the road from us, where the initial fire and stuff happened. There was people sheltering in bunkers, like, basically in the ground underground car parks. So, like, people had it a lot worse than us. We're very lucky that we're somewhat out of the... We're not, like, near the Burj Khalifa. We're about 20-minute drive away from the Burj Khalifa, which was hit as well. So it's kind of, those people obviously who slept in bunkers, they had a torrid time.
Right. Yeah. Listen, thanks a million for coming on, because first of all, it's incredible insight to get, but like, just to hear the first hand explanation of it, and to kind of hear that you're in pretty good spirits about it too. It's people deal with this all in all different ways.
Had a big win there in the hurling and the football. So.
Huge. Listen, safe home, and hopefully we'll speak to you on the other side.
Thanks,
lads. Best of luck.
That's Ciarán Flynn, MGA Secretary, live from Dubai.
Off the ball, breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.